We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis, and Charla Meisenheimer joining us here from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. And just kind of wrapping things up here in this next segment, I want to let you talk a little bit about Leadership Manhattan and where you guys are at with that program right now.
Yeah, we're actually in the middle of interviews. So this is the second year that we have been doing interviews as part of the component to selecting our class. There's a written application that comes first, and then we do a maximum of 10 minutes on the interview portion of it, so it's not very long. And both segments are weighted equally. We have a selection committee of 7 individuals that are all alumni of the program. And so we're hoping to be able to announce the class either the Wednesday before Thanksgiving or possibly that first week of December. So I have to say we're very excited about some of the curriculum changes that we're making. I think it's always important. This is a program that has a strong history here in Manhattan, and I think it's always important to be looking and growing that program and evolving it as a business changes. And yet it's probably interesting to know that some of the issues that we're having now are some of the same issues that probably the first class of Leadership Manhattan had. One of the things that we're adding this year as a component is a first responders session. So we actually just recently had a meeting with Ryan Alms and Josh. Ryan is with the fire department and Josh is with EMS. And then we had some conversations again with Director Butler. And so we're going to be able to spend an afternoon with those individuals. And what are some of the things that they're facing in our community every day that we may not be aware of? How can we as business leaders learn from the leadership qualities that they possess? I mean, think about the quick decisions that they have to make every day and what the consequences are of that. What can we learn from them? And then I think it's also really important to give them an opportunity to say, what do you want us to know that you don't think we do? What's important about that? So it was a program that we started, or an idea, a session that we had last year in our education day. We met with Marvin Wade, the superintendent of schools, and we divide an opportunity to have a half day with the school system. So we spent the first hour talking about the bond issue as a group. And then we had 20 participants in our class of 2019, yes. And we divided those into groups of 2 or 3. And they went to every school in Manhattan. And then they spent an hour and a half in those schools. They were able to meet with the principals and hear some of the challenges that they have. They were able to ask them, what are some of their leadership styles? How are they able to lead not only their team of teachers and personnel, but how do you balance that with volunteer organizations like the PTO? And then to put that on top of that, let's bring in the parent component to that. So how do you make all of that happen when everyone still has the same end goal of a great education for our children? So we were able to learn some leadership skills from those individuals. They were able to have lunch at the school, so they thought that was great. I think it was chicken nugget day. I think there was some sadness that it wasn't pizza day or chili and cinnamon roll day, but they had a great time, and they got to, one of the schools actually has, I think it's Eisenhower that has ambassadors. So it was the student ambassadors that actually greeted the class members, and they took them on a tour. And so it was wonderful. So they were able to actually, many of the class did not have kids in school or in those schools. So they were able to see what that was like. So we're hoping to be able to replicate that, not only that program, but be able to do that again with our first responders. We think that's super important. And we want to know what some of the issues are that they're facing and changing.
Nice. Are you seeing a diverse group of individuals come out for this?
Absolutely. And that's really important to us, to make sure that we have a diverse class. And I think, you know, last year's class, we had different age ranges, different backgrounds. The interesting part, I thought, last year was there wasn't a single participant in the class that was from Manhattan originally. They all made a choice to come and live in Manhattan, and they all made the choice to try to make Manhattan a better community by being part of the program. I think that was outstanding.
That's fantastic. Good to hear. Well, and I know you're also heavily involved with women in business.
Absolutely. So we mentioned the Resolution Rendezvous. We're excited to say that on March the 26th is going to be our first major luncheon, if you will, and our keynote speaker is Colleen Jurgensen. And for those that don't know, she's the president of Dillon's Corporation. So we're excited to be able to have her come in and address the group and tell us her story and her pathway into becoming a president of a major grocery store. And so someone from Hutchinson talked about a store that started small, right? Again, it was a small town business. It was a small grocery store, and look where they are now. So we're looking forward to that. Many people have heard of LeaderCast, and that has been something that's been in the community before. It's not currently here, but LeaderCast just recently came out with LeaderCast for Women, and we were thrilled to be able to announce that on the first Thursday of November 2020, which I believe is the 8th, but I could be totally wrong on that. So there'll obviously be a lot more information to come out with that. We'll be hosting LeaderCast for Women. We partnered with Scott at the AMC Theaters, so it'll be a day that you can come into the theaters and sit in those great comfortable chairs and recline back. And it's a day where there's three separate segments. Each segment has three speakers. Each one of the speakers has 30 minutes, so they're an hour and a half at a time. And if you think of like a TED Talk opportunity, but this would be driven towards women and women leaders. They have not announced the speakers for 2020. And you know that in 2019, it was individuals such as Kendra Scott, and it has been Gail King, those individuals that are pioneers in their field and being able to showcase that and be able to learn about the leadership opportunities that they face and can grow with. So I think an inspirational day, a day of networking, a day of growth, and we're really looking forward to be able to bring that into the community. We're super proud.
You said that'll be the first Thursday in November?
First Thursday in November 2020.
That'll be November 5th.
Okay. See, thank you.
There you go.
I was so close.
You're very
so
close.
So close.
Is that before the election?
It'd be right after.
It'd be after the election because the election is the first Tuesday after the first Monday.
Oh.
So, yeah. So that'd be the 3rd.
Yeah, election will be November 3rd. Yeah.
I have to think out loud and process these things, you know.
See what I learned today?
Awesome. You're welcome.
Thank you. That's because you're a leadership alumni.
Class of 2006.
Best class.
We had, gosh.
Oh, you're with Neil Horton. We just had a conversation because, we were just talking to Neil just yesterday about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Had some chamber chairs out of there. Mm-hmm. Have a state representative out of there. At least one mayor.
Yeah. Good stuff.
And a commissioner. Maybe two. I don't remember.
I think that's important to you is that I know we really stressed that last year. We'll continue to do that. As when you look through the class of Leadership Manhattan is when we have these speakers that come in, like Representative Phillips, they heard from him. Senator Hawk is also an alumni of the program, and he addressed the class. And it was important to say, you know what? There was a time when they were in your seat, too. Mm-hmm. And this is where they took their leadership skills and their love of their community and how they can grow that. And look at yourself and the leadership that you exhibit every day.
What I got most out of it was some terrific friendships and relationships, right? and people that you can continue to count on to share ideas.
Right. And it's those brainstorming ideas that lead to great growth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So the program's got tremendous benefits.
Yes.
Exciting. And Leadership Manhattan and the Flint Hills Leadership Group, mm-hmm. both of them, yes. Very, very good programs.
Absolutely. We're blessed to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Perfect.
Very cool. Well, are you doing anything exciting for the holidays? We should tell about holiday hours first of all.
Oh, that's a good idea, especially since we want you to come buy some Little Apple Dollars. Mm-hmm. We will be closed Thursday of Thanksgiving as well as the Friday after. So otherwise, we're open Monday through Wednesday, full hours, 8 to 5. So.
We're accepting leftover deliveries Friday morning here, beginning at 6.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. Just thought maybe I'd share that with you.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
My favorite Thanksgiving dish? You know, it depends, but I'm a big mashed potato fan, and I love homemade rolls. If they're homemade.
Okay, so we had a big conversation about mashed potatoes at our tailgate the other day because we did chicken and noodles and chili, and so I made the mashed pototatoes to go underneath the chicken and noodles.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
You mean, we're going to do it. You got to do it right.
You got to do it right.
Yep. So the big conversation was, what do you do with your leftover mashed potatoes? Are you a mashed potato pancake fan?
Not a mashed potato pancake fan, but I'll make some potato patties.
Oh.
I've done that in the past.
So is that we just add the egg and the cheese and fry them?
One of my other, one of my other favorite things, my late wife used to make this wonderful sweet potato casserole.
The marshmallows on top.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. That may be a sentimental favorite, but, I was always happy that if we had some leftovers, that would make Thanksgiving Day even better.
Better.
Yeah.
And it is interesting that it only tastes good on Thanksgiving or in that time frame, right? Like if we did sweet potato casserole for the July 4th, it just isn't the same.
No.
It's just not.
Mm-hmm. No. But then hot dogs and burgers on the Thanksgiving table aren't the same.
There's
either.
There's a time and a place for everything.
Exactly.
I'll tell you, I'll eat turkey anytime.
Yeah.
I love turkey.
Do you like cranberries?
I don't. Not a big fan. Yeah.
Green bean casserole, I'm all over that. Ooh. You know, got to have the fried onions on the top.
Yes. Otherwise, it just doesn't count. Otherwise, it's just green
it
beans.
Doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. Totally agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, some pumpkin pie. And now they're saying the best pumpkin pie that you can have is if you put a little fireball in it.
Really? That's interesting. Might have to try that.
Could be a fun Thanksgiving.
It could be, especially it depends on which relatives you have there.
Maybe a lot of fireball.
Well, yes, it could be. A shot for you, a shot for the pie, right?
It's all about the preparation.
Thanks for having me.
This is fun.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you
here,
Charla.
Good job.
Appreciate you coming out, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
All right. That'll do it here for In Focus today. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Dennis Butler will be here from the Riley County Police Department for the entire hour. We'll be talking all things Riley County Police.
May talk a little bit about barbecue, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. We got Clark Howard coming up next here on KMAN after CBS News. Bring us up to date on that impeachment hearing business. And then the Rush Limbaugh Show, which will bring us up to date on more impeachment hearing business with a perspective, his. And then we'll have Dan Patrick. The game is a best of show today, and the Chris Kleiman Show tonight begins at 7:00.